Hi all, welcome to another episode of Unearthed by Sandra. I'm Sandra, and I've been living a plant-based lifestyle for over 12 years. My educational background is in food science and technology and alternative nutrition. I now work for an incredible hunger relief organization in Washington that helps food banks, meal programs, and shelters gain access to good food that would otherwise go to waste. Overall, I just care a lot about social justice and raising awareness about things that most people might not consider on a regular basis. My goal is to show you that transitioning to a cruelty-free and plant-based lifestyle is simple and can make a huge impact in the world. I don't believe everyone needs to be vegan or wants to be, but if I can shed a little light on an issue and create more mindfulness and inspire compassionate choices, then I've done my job. In today's episode, I will be covering animal testing in the cosmetics industry. With social media and influencers starting their own makeup brands, we've all seen a rise in the makeup culture. Unfortunately, behind many of those brands, there are animals who are being experimented on for the sake of not only safety, but profit. Animal testing goes beyond just cosmetics and is a real issue in the pharmaceutical and medical industry. According to In the Name of Science, Issues in Responsible Animal Experimentation, 60% of all animals used in testing are used in the biomedical research setting and product safety testing. Here's a piece I read from Lone Star College that put it perfectly. People have different feelings for animals. Many look upon animals as companions, while others view animals as a means for advancing medical techniques or furthering experimental research. However individuals perceive animals, the fact remains that animals are being exploited by research facilities and cosmetic companies all across the country and all over the world. Although humans often benefit from successful animal research, the pain, the suffering, and the death of animals are not worth the possible human benefits. Animals should not be used in research or to test the safety of any products. Today, modern approaches that are cheaper, faster, and more reliable at predicting adverse human reactions are actually widely available and are becoming more accessible each year. In addition, companies now have thousands of existing cosmetic ingredients with histories of safe use that have long been sold and utilized. Because there's so much to cover around animal testing, I'll be talking specifically about the cosmetic industry and providing you with a few pointers on brands to avoid and a list of products that are guaranteed to be cruelty-free, vegan, and ethically produced. So first, let's talk about what's going on in the world. Today, more than 30 countries have banned cosmetic animal testing, and several others have legislation pending. The European Union banned all animal testing in 2013 because non-animal methods were successfully created to test the safety of products. Australia, Colombia, Guatemala, New Zealand, South Korea, Taiwan, Turkey, and several states in Brazil have also passed laws to ban or limit cosmetic animal testing. For years, China required that all cosmetic products be tested on animals. In 2019, they began moving away from requiring it, and this year, the Chinese government has begun taking strides into the next step in its journey to cruelty-free cosmetics, which means it would end all mandatory animal testing for a majority of general cosmetics. Unfortunately, the world's largest economy, the United States, falls short. Only 5 states in the U.S. have banned testing on animals. California was the first state to prohibit the sale of cosmetics that are tested on animals, which was supported by dozens of cosmetic companies and industry associations. Then Nevada and Illinois followed, and just recently Maryland passed SB 282, which will ban animal testing and the sale of animal tested products beginning July 2022. Now, Hawaii is up next, and legislators have recently passed a similar bill that will go into effect on January 1st, 2024. Now, if you're wondering what products are considered cosmetics, the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA defines cosmetics as, quote, articles intended to be applied to the human body for cleansing, beautifying, promoting attractiveness, or altering the appearance without affecting the body's structure or functions, end quote. So examples include perfume, moisturizer, nail polish, makeup such as mascara and lipstick, hair products such as hairspray and conditioner. Any ingredient used in a cosmetic also falls under this definition. Products normally labeled as cosmetics are classified as drugs when a medical claim is made. For example, toothpaste is sometimes classified as a cosmetic, but it can also be classified as a drug when it claims that it has anti-cavity protection. The same is true for deodorants advertised as antiperspirants, shampoos that make anti-dandruff claims, and lotions that contain sunscreen. All of these products and more are experimented on animals all over the world. Many tests are not even required by law, yet these invasive and cruel tests are still performed on rabbits, mice, guinea pigs, and rats. Now, if you're wondering what cosmetic tests are performed on the animals, there are quite a few. There's skin and eye irritation tests, where chemicals are rubbed onto the shaved skin or dripped into the eyes of restrained rabbits without any pain relief. There's tests that deliver doses of chemical substances to mice through repeated force feeding. These tests last weeks or months so researchers can look for signs of general illness or specific health hazards such as cancer or birth defects. An even crueler test is widely condemned lethal doses, in which rats are forced to swallow large amounts of chemicals to determine the dose that causes death. At the end of some tests, the animals are killed, normally by asphyxiation, neck breaking, or decapitation. Pain relief is never provided. In the United States, a large percentage of the animals used in these types of tests are not counted in official statistics and receive no protection under the Animal Welfare Act. Let's talk about the flawed labeling system. The FDA does not regulate cruelty-free or no animal testing claims on products, and there are no specific laws for approving these types of labels. It really comes down to doing your research and choosing to buy from companies that have high standards around sourcing ingredients from cruelty-free suppliers. The animal activist group PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has a program called Beauty Without Bunnies, where they have a really strict vetting process consisting of a team of scientists, regulatory specialists, and lawyers that make sure companies are being honest about their claims about being an ethical cosmetic brand. On PETA's website, they say, "We require that the statement of assurances be signed by the company's CEO, and the statement is a legally binding document, not just a mere promise that the company won't test on animals or a form response from a customer service representative. Companies are putting their integrity on the line when they share their policies and respond to consumer inquiries. A company that has publicly announced an end to tests on animals would face a public relations disaster and potential lawsuits if it were caught lying." Personally, I have trusted and followed PETA since the start of my plant-based journey, and I can tell you that I truly, truly respect their work and trust what they say. So I highly recommend you check out their website for a list of cruelty-free companies and products, and I'll make sure to include their link in the description box. Another piece of purchasing a cruelty-free cosmetic product is to avoid buying items that contain animal-derived ingredients. Sometimes companies will claim no animal ingredients, but the products still have beeswax, honey, and lanolin. Make sure to always read the label. Of course, it'll depend on your preference. Some people don't mind that they have animal products in them, and other people prefer to completely eliminate anything that contains animal derivatives. Now, let's talk about brands to avoid and what kind alternatives are out there in the market. First, there's Estee Lauder, which is the parent company of many small brands, some of which still test products on animals, including Clinique, Bobby Brown, La Mer, and Origins, among others, of course. So instead of using any of those cruel brands, try the NYX Cosmetics. There's a HD photogenic concealer wand that would be a great alternative to a generic concealer. Then there's Makeup Forever. Instead of using Makeup Forever's eyeshadow, try Color Pop Super Shock Shadow. I don't wear eyeshadow, but for any of you eyeshadow lovers, highly recommend it. Then there's Maybelline. Instead of using Maybelline mascara, try Wet n Wild mascara. And then lastly on my list, but I'm sure there are many, many more, there's OPI nail polish, which is owned by Coty.inc. And they used to be cruelty-free, but they abandoned their policy and began selling to China. So instead, try using Pacifica 7 Free nail polish. And I've personally used Pacifica products. I just recently bought a concealer from Whole Foods, and I'm obsessed with it, and I've talked about it to my friends. So I can recommend that, unlike the mascara, the eyeshadow I recommended just a few seconds ago, which I'm not one to talk since I don't use it. But anyways, I know it's not always easy to know which brands still support these inhumane experiments, so it's really important that you do your own research. In conclusion, cruelty-free testing exists and it works. Testing of products on animals is completely unnecessary because humane, non-animal alternatives are available. As Lone Star College said, many cosmetic companies have sought better ways to test their products without the use of animal subjects. In Against Animal Testing, a pamphlet published by The Body Shop, a well-known cosmetics and bath product company based in London, the development of products that, quote, use natural ingredients like bananas and basil nut oil, as well as others with a long history of safe human usage, is advocated instead of testing on animals. Which is why the Dreyse test, which assesses the irritation potential of materials that might accidentally come in contact with human eyes, usually tested on rabbits, has become practically obsolete because of the development of a synthetic cellular tissue that closely resembles human skin. Researchers can test the potential damage that a product can do to the skin by using this artificial, quote, skin instead of testing on animals. Another alternative to this test is a product called Itex. This synthetic material turns opaque when a product damages it, closely resembling the way that a real eye reacts to harmful substances. Computers have also been used to simulate and estimate the potential damage that a product or chemical can cause, and human tissues and cells have been used to examine the effects of harmful substances. In another method, in vitro testing, cellular tests are done inside a test tube. All of these tests have been proven to be useful and reliable alternatives to testing products on live animals. Therefore, because there are so many effective means to detect product toxicity, there is no use to test on live animals. Testing potentially deadly substances on animals is unnecessary and totally inhumane. I hope that you found this episode insightful, regardless of whether you're vegan or not. My goal in sharing this today is to bring light to the cruel and inhumane testing on animals in the cosmetics industry. Of course, there is far more to talk about, but I really hope that this inspired you to do your research and to find kind alternatives, even if it's just making one small change. Remember that small changes can lead to a huge impact. So share this with a friend or someone you know that is going through their plant-based and cruelty-free discovery. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at unearthedbysandra or on my personal IG at Sandra Larga Espada. I am planning on taking this podcast to video eventually, but after I get a few things off my plate this month. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I will be back next week on Sunday with a whole new topic. All right, laters.